All right, Jay, let's talk about the congressional districts. Let's start with the 4th congressional district. Congressman Mike Ross not running for re-election, but if he were, he'd be in pretty good shape. What can you take away from the numbers in the 4th district and what they may say about Mike Ross or the district as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have, in Arkansas, like everywhere, a lot of antipathy towards the institution of Congress. But Mike Ross, as a blue dog Democrat, has fit his district very well, as we've seen in all his re-election successes over the years, and that continues to show itself. He's very popular among Democrats, who are the plurality in that district, but he's also pretty well respected by a lot of Republicans, and clearly he's used that Republican crossover support across the years to run up some margins in the 4th district. I do think what it tells us is that whoever the Democratic nominee is in that 4th district race next year is probably going to be served pretty well by running as a Mike Ross Democrat in that district. And I think the question will be, to what degree does the congressman get involved in supporting his Democratic potential replacement? Because I think there's some signs that he can make a difference in that race as a stand-in for his Democratic successor to be.
Do you see the 4th congressional district as winnable by the Republicans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly, even Mike Ross's support is in the 40s, but it's just his negatives are quite low. And that does suggest that there's certainly an opening there. I mean, Democrats are the plurality in the 4th district, but they're certainly not in the majority. And there's certainly a lot of willingness by independents to vote Republican in that district.
All right, let's go to the 3rd congressional district. You've got Congressman Steve Womack in his first term. This is a heavily Republican district and has been for decades. Womack seems to be in pretty good position.
Yeah, he is seen fairly negatively by Democrats in that district. There just aren't that many Democrats in that district. And he's quite popular with the Republicans who make up a healthy plurality in that district. And so he's obviously in solid shape. That district has been Republican since 1966. That isn't going to change. And I think that there are all kinds of signs that Congressman Womack can have that seat as long as he wants it.
One of the tightest job approval numbers we saw was in the 2nd congressional district with Congressman Tim Griffin. 40% approve, just a little under 36% disapprove, and one of the smaller undecideds in all of that. Do you think Congressman Griffin has got re-election problems?
Well, he does show some vulnerability, and it's interesting, I think, the point you make about the very small undecided on Congressman Griffin. People know who he is. He's been a very high-profile congressman for a freshman, and he's been very out there on the variety of issues that the Congress has been dealing with this year. We see real polarization on Congressman Griffin among Republicans and Democrats. Republicans love Congressman Griffin, about 70% support among Republicans, but among Democrats, it's a 60% opposition and only about 15% support. So he's a very polarizing figure, the most polarizing member of the delegation, and so he is somebody any Democrat who is running against him would have a good base to start with. You know, the question is, can they get over the 50% mark? But I do think he is the one congressman who does show some vulnerability, really, because he has built some opposition to go with his tremendous support.
And then we have the contrast of the 1st congressional district, where we have Congressman Rick Crawford with a higher approval than disapproval rating for his job performance, but his largest segment is voters who are undecided or don't know about him, 42%.
Yeah, this is the vulnerability for Congressman Crawford. He's decently popular among those folks who do know who he is. But, you know, I think three factors really kind of create a scenario where you got a lot of folks who just don't know him. And first off, he's been a much lower profile member of Congress than Congressman Griffin, for instance, in his first year or so in the Congress. Secondly, he's got a weird media situation in that there are a lot of different media markets that cover the first district, and he's not the biggest name congressman in any of those except maybe the very small Jonesboro media market. And then finally, he's got a lot of his district that he didn't run in 2010, and so he's not very well known in those parts of the district. he's got to introduce himself to a lot of voters. And that does create an opening for Democrats. That said, I think Crawford is not off to a negative start. It really is. He's just going to have a lot of work to do to introduce himself, assuming he does get a strong Democratic opponent.
Let's talk about President Obama's job approval. They're not too far below where he was in terms of the popular vote in 2008 in Arkansas, but it's 2-1 negative in terms of job performance among Arkansas voters.
Yeah, I mean, Barack Obama's never been popular in Arkansas. He lost the general election in 2008, 58-38 to John McCain. He's dropped about the five or six points that he's dropped throughout the country in terms of some approval across the last couple of years. But that means he's now in the low 30s, 2-1 against. And I think the question becomes, to what degree is Barack Obama an obstacle to the Democratic Party down the ticket in Arkansas? And obviously it's going to be a huge year in terms of control of the state legislature. And we've got some real, I think, evidence that the Democratic brand is in some real troubles in Arkansas. And I think Barack Obama is clearly a component of that. I think that, you know, Republicans really do think that they can tie Barack Obama to a lot of other Democrats who are running for office. I think there's probably some truth in that. They, of course, have to have good candidates to run. That's the question mark that I think that party is grappling with right now, is building a field of candidates who can really take advantage of an environment in which there is some atmospherics driven by Obama that give the Republicans some advantages.
So conversely, Democrats are going to have to field good candidates who are willing to run against Barack Obama. I mean, could we see that in some local races? People throwing the president under the bus.
Well, I think you probably have a handful of rural legislators in the state who probably will feel a need to. I think it's important to know, you know, Barack Obama ran pretty well in some of the more urban parts of the state. Obviously, Pulaski County he ran very well in. He ran quite well in the Delta. I think it's going to be a real, an array of approaches used. But I think the first question is, do you have a high-quality, talented candidate who's really attached to the community from which he or she is running? That's really the big question. And then I think that, it will be situational in terms of how they deal with Barack Obama, if they're smart.